Well, are we ready? Well, we have another decision to make. You know, all these big, heavy decisions. We did the draw for the selection committee, and several members of the selection committee came to see several of us during the coffee break and said, you know what happened? While we had a provision, should we have no one from the north to take a northern person, we have nobody representing the interior. That is the Thompson, the Okanagan, and the Kootenays. Nobody. So with your permission, we will do one more draw for someone from the interior. You agree? Okay, we'll do the draw. Ken, are you going to come again? I mean, you did a pretty good job for us. Here's the Chancellor of the Yukon. We'll keep the cards. Rick asked if we're going to do alternates. What we're going to do is we're going to keep the cards so that if anyone says a couple of weeks now, I really can't do it, we'll...
Come on down.
Yeah. I think we won't. I'll tell you why we decided not to do that. Okay. Certainly in the Okanagan, John Stinson. Where are you, John? There you are. Ken is now going to wrap up. Thanks, Ken.
Okay, we're kind of running short on time. I know that people want lunch and need to get away. I thought it would be important to say a little bit about next week. 2 weeks from now, although it feels like it'll happen in a week. The time seems to go so quickly. We've really gone through the basic systems, and so next week we're going to kind of shift gears a little bit and talk about how you choose and what the consequences of change are and how that works, both in terms of the kind of decision-making processes, but also then how those changes then spill out beyond just the voting questions into questions about, well, how does that affect the political parties? How does that affect the way that parliaments operate? How does that affect the way that governments operate? And I know that it'll be a great relief for you to hear that you won't have to listen to Campbell and I entirely, because we have two really terrific visitors going to be coming and talking and sharing their knowledge. David Farrell, who some of you know about, may even want to crack at, and Elizabeth McClay. David is a professor at the University of Manchester. He's Irish by origin, but a true European in many ways. I think his wife's actually a member of the European Parliament from a constituency in the Midlands in England. And Elizabeth McClay has been part of a team that has for a decade now been monitoring what happened in New Zealand when they changed, and what happened to Parliament and to the political process and the cabinet process and the government process. And she's deeply involved in big international projects comparing cabinet and parliamentary government. And we'll be able to talk quite a lot about that. We thought, other than just the formal presentations too, though that people might like a chance to kind of get to talk to them informally and have goes at them. So what we thought we would do is we'd organize a couple of informal sessions in the evenings, one on Friday evening and one on Saturday evening. The Friday evening one will be at the hotel. The Saturday evening one will probably be just down here after dinner. And while we might feature one or other on these evenings, both I hope will be there and you'll get a chance to talk to. I thought that we might just ask them to talk for 5 or 10 minutes about kind of what they're working on now and what they're kind of interested in, and then just open it up in a very informal way. And we'll do that with David on the Friday night and then with Elizabeth on the Saturday night. But as I say, hopefully they'll both be at both and people will get a chance to talk to them. Just give you a chance to have as much interaction as possible. In terms of, we may kind of reorganize and have maybe a little bit less time in discussion groups and have some round table kind of work with them and with Campbell and I to kind of open it up to the larger group as well. For those of you who are anxious to do some reading in Farrell this afternoon, chapters 7, 8, and 9 are really the ones we're kind of coming back to, particularly, I think, 8 and 9 in some sense parallel the kind of sessions we'll be having. So they might be good ones to kind of reread before next time. We will try again to begin to work towards thinking about what our preliminary statement might look like and how we might move to that on the sixth weekend. But we'll spend a little bit of time next Sunday morning working towards some of the thinking around that too, and we're going to try and work out ways in which we can do that. So that's roughly the agenda for 2 weeks from now. Any questions about that or suggestions, Julie?
Down on the whiteboard, there was mention of these discussion groups with, and I'm wondering, are we supposed to sign up for them? There wasn't any sort of sign up, but it was besides another sign up sheet for.
No, they're just going to be open for all members, and they're going to be informal evenings, and I think there may even be a cash bar in the back of the room. I'm not in charge of that, but I'll do my best to find out where it is. perhaps we can talk Kathy into providing some, you know, nibblies or something, peanuts, pretzels, or whatever. But we're going to try and have it as informal, and people can kind of come and go as they're able to and have a chance to spend some time with people coming in to give us some help and some benefit of their wisdom. Yes?
Is this session going to be open to the public as well?
We hadn't thought particularly to do that. We thought it was a chance for members to kind of meet in an informal way. So I think our intention was that these were going to be evenings for assembly members. The regular sessions will be open. Douglas?
I've been trying to come to grips with the five different systems. So for those people that are computer people, if you have Microsoft Word, let me know through the members site. You can give me an email. I have developed a spreadsheet that is going to help me come to grips with all five different systems, and it's a way of evaluating, giving numerical values to different ideas, concepts, how well each electoral system does. So if you're interested, just give me an email. I can forward you a blank copy of it, and you can put in your own evaluations to help you work through these five different different systems.
Two or three people have been working at that. Someone sent, gone out of my head. Someone sent me the preliminary spreadsheet that they were starting at this week. Remind me, who was it? I have it printed out and sitting on my desk. Was someone else beginning to kind of work out a kind of spreadsheet for comparing systems. So I know a number of people are doing that. And you know, sharing them around would be a good idea, and we'll try and begin to help produce one too. Mary?
I think there was a comment made that we sort of had already made our decisions as to what system we were looking at, and I think we need to be cautious about that. I, for one, haven't made up my mind. I don't have all the knowledge that I need to date, and so I just want to caution everybody to keep their minds open because we still have a long way to go.
You bet. Harley?
On that same line, I've taken several hours to go through and read all the submissions that are online, and I suggest that everybody do that too. You do start to get the flavor of what the public is talking about, and I really highly recommend it, but be prepared. There is some time involved.
I can also say that Campbell on the website has produced abstracts for every one of them, so you can read the abstract and you can sort them by topics and work through them in different ways. Daryl?
The spreadsheets, could they be put up on the website? Doug?
I'm not sure if that's possible. We'd have to talk to Dawn about it. It's basically just a layout form. It's a Microsoft Word. If it's possible, we'll do it, I guess. If not, I can just email it directly toward you as a small file.
A lot of people are going to have different ways of thinking about these things, and different criteria in the way they want to sort them out. And seeing how other people are doing it is helpful, but it's also helpful for all of us to try and think about the kind of priorities we have and how we sort them out. Okay, David and Tim.
I'm just wondering if it's possible to put things like those spreadsheets as attachments in the discussion forum. That would be a way of distributing that sort of stuff informally, and it doesn't have to go. I don't know if we can do that, but might be one way of doing it.
I probably can. And by the way, it's not Microsoft Word, it's Excel. I just remembered, sorry. But yes, we can probably just put it on. I'll put a posting in, and maybe I can even attach it that way.
So people can communicate through that, the discussion forum. Tanis, sorry, you had.
That's okay. This is the same question I had from the session before,
yep.
So I'm just going a bit back to the mixed systems. Are there any experiences of assigned constituencies? So, like, for example, if we had, you know, majority systems in the rural areas and then more of a pro-rep system in the urban areas, could we then assign pro-rep candidates to constituencies so that we don't have that kind of zombie effect like they have in Japan? Or if that's happening anywhere?
I don't know where. I'd have to kind of think through the logic, but I'm not sure. You can do most things you want to do if you work away at the details closely enough, but when you do that, then you sometimes produce other unintended consequences. It's like a balloon. If you push out one side, it comes out the other, sort of, you know. And I can't think of offhand. Okay. It's been a good weekend. It's been tough stuff this weekend, a lot of stuff. And I think it's exciting and fun stuff, and I hope some, I hope some of you do, too. Have a good lunch, and we'll look forward to next weekend.